This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A drawn-out political battle appears to have come to an end for this session of Congress. Early this morning, the Republican-controlled House passed a revised economic stimulus package, but there's little chance the Senate will take up the measure. NPR's David Wellnub reports from the Capitol.
President Bush set the stage for this morning's vote when he showed up at the Capitol yesterday and declared the revised stimulus bill had bipartisan support from both chambers of Congress.
This bill can pass both bodies. This bill will pass the House. It's got enough votes to pass the Senate.
But even before the president came to the Capitol, it was clear that only three Senate Democrats had declared their support for the revised stimulus package. At least a dozen would have to be on board for the bill to get the 60 votes needed to pass in the Senate. And Mr. Bush did nothing to rally support for the bill when he stopped by a meeting of House Democrats, according to the chair of that caucus, Martin Frost.
The president did not mention the economic stimulus package. And we were advised in advance of his visit that he would not take any questions about the economic stimulus package.
That package contains much of what was in the one passed by the House in October, such as speeding up tax cuts, giving rebates to taxpayers who didn't get them earlier this year, and increasing corporate tax breaks. But the revised bill also drops widely criticized refunds of corporate minimum taxes worth billions of dollars, and it's decidedly more generous in benefits for the unemployed. Washington Republican Jennifer Dunn says that's a change Democrats cannot dismiss.
We were told that we needed to do more for displaced workers and for their incomes. We agreed, and we added an additional 13 weeks of unemployment benefits. We were told that we needed to do more for displaced workers' health care. We agreed, and we added $13 billion in health care assistance.
That assistance would pay 60% of health insurance premiums for the unemployed in the form of refundable tax credits. Washington Democrat Jim McDermott asked his colleagues on the House floor to try to imagine getting only a 60% subsidy for health care if they were out of a job.
How many of you think that you would be able to pay for your rent and pay for your food and put clothes on your kids' back and put gas in the car while you look for a job and pay 40% of your health care benefit? This is a fraud.
But Democrats were even more dismissive of the form in which Republicans proposed delivering health care benefits, that is, through tax credits. Wisconsin Democrat Jerry Klechka said the GOP's real aim was to undermine the way many workers currently receive health benefits.
Because the next step, my friend, is to replace employer-sponsored health care with the same type of a tax credit.
The fight over the form of health care benefits became the main obstacle to reaching a bipartisan deal. After an all-night session, the House approved the revised stimulus 224 to 193, with only 9 Democrats voting in favor. But hours before the bill passed, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle threw cold water on it, saying it does not have the votes needed to pass.
Well, it would not be my intention to bring it up because it doesn't represent the kind of compromise that we have hoped to achieve here. Obviously, unless there is some sort of a compromise agreement, I don't think that it makes any sense.
And such a compromise agreement now appears highly unlikely. So the argument over the stimulus has shifted to who's at fault for its demise. Democrats say they made more concessions than the GOP. Republicans are focusing the blame on Daschle. J.C. Watts of Oklahoma chairs the House Republican Conference.
I don't know how Mr. Daschle could go home and enjoy Christmas, considering what we've seen in our economy over the last 2 months.
But Daschle says more important than a stimulus package is boosting assistance for those who've lost their jobs, and he vows he'll keep trying to do that when Congress reconvenes in January. David Wellnub, NPR News, the Capitol.